Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. Alright, I've got a great episode lined up. It is talking about the one and only Silver Sable. Let me get my normal disclaimers and we'll get into it. Before I get into my disclaimer, I need a pre-disclaimer disclaimer that I am currently alone in my house, which means I have to have my office door open. And that means if the dogs go crazy, you'll probably hear it. But if I have it closed and no one else is here, they will definitely go crazy. So I'm kind of playing the odds here. I'm sorry in advance if you hear a bunch of barking randomly, because chances are they'll bark at anything. Alright, the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. Also, if you guys ever have any questions, comments, critiques, requests for future episodes, I am all ears, and I have multiple ways you can reach me. You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram under Super Deep Dive, and I use the hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. You can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. I post videos every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. I would absolutely love it if you guys subscribed, shared the videos, watched or listened to the podcast on the videos. Even if you put it in the background on like a separate tab under mute, I still get credit with the YouTube algorithm, so I would seriously appreciate it. It would help me out a whole lot. Like, seriously, asking a favor. You can also email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. And you can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday on Outworld Fleet Radio. And their website is www.un-con-ventional.com/radio. Whew. Okay. Now, with that being said, of course, I am still talking about Silver Sable. You may or may not know her. She's had her own comic. She's been cameoed in a lot of things, but she's still relatively obscure. But she's a lot of fun. Like, she's a really fun character. She's kind of like this super spy character, but not quite as hard-lined as Black Widow, which I kind of like. And she wears like a white costume with silver hair. Hence the name, I guess. Her real name is actually Silvija Sablanova. And the operations of Wildpack and Silver Sable International drive the national economy of the fictional small European state of Simkaria. The name Wildpack has been used by the mercenary squad led by Cable for some time, until a legal notice forced them to change it to Sixpack. Damn right. Serve them with a cease and desist, right? The state of Simkaria is adjacent to Latveria, the nation ruled by Dr. Doom. Silver Sable and Victor Von Doom have an annual diplomatic dinner at Castle Doom, situated in Doomstadt. Apparently, the friendship between the two states is deep-rooted and dates back to World War II. The family of Silver Sable is composed of her father, Ernest Sablanov, her uncle, Morty, because everyone needs an Uncle Morty, right? and her young cousin, Anna, who Silver Sable calls her niece, orphan daughter of an unnamed uncle. Silver's mother, Anastasia Sablanova, was killed in front of her by enemies of her father, who ran a Nazi hunting group. Yeah, because that's what you do on Friday nights, right? We're going Nazi hunting, I guess. I don't know. It's crazy. But after this traumatic event, she was trained by her father to become a Nazi hunting mercenary. After her father's death, she became the leader of the Wild Pack, a team formed by Ernst, to apprehend international criminals. She also founded her own company, the Silver Sable International, and like her father, Sable Squad originally focused on bringing Nazi war criminals to justice, but over time they started to accept other types of mission for profit. So that's kind of cool to be like, yeah, I come from a family history of hunting down some of the worst types of people ever. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Silver was briefly married to The Foreigner, not the band, an international assassin and the head of the 1400 Club, but they divorced after she discovered his attempt to kill the President of the United States. After that, their relation varied between non-belligerent and attempts to kill one another. So if you guys have ever seen the movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, kind of like that. okay, so Uncle Morty, he functions as Sable's assistant, organizing some missions and sometimes trying to influence her sense of judgment. Silver supports Anna's boarding school education, and when Hydra agents took over Anna's school, Sable infiltrated it, rescuing the hostages with the help of Spider-Man, Sandman, and the Wild Pack. While hunting the international criminal Black Fox to recover valuable gems stolen by the thief, she was inadvertently thwarted by Spider-Man. She was later hired by a South African government to neutralize the international terrorist Jack-O-Lantern. She enlisted Spider-Man's aid against the Sinister Syndicate and forms a first alliance with the Sandman. Sometime later, she joins forces with Spider-Man, Paladin, Solo, and Captain America to track down Sabretooth and the Red Skull, who masterminded a plot to put the United States against Simkara. Now, in this, when I first discovered Silver Sable, it was back in the 90s. And everything I saw, like, she had stuff with Spider-Man, but she was mainly, for some reason, it just always, I always connected her to Captain America. So, like, keep that in mind. She later worked with Spider-Man to steal incriminating documents from a Magia money launderer. Soon after, she formed the Outlaws. An intelligence mission in Iraq resulted in the death of a Wild Pack member, and she denied compensation to the slain man's family due to his negligence. She devised an initiation test for the Prowler to join the Outlaws while teaching him a lesson in humility in the process. She hired the Outlaws to retrieve a Simkarian nuclear device in England and to rescue a kidnapped daughter of a Canadian official. Sable's cordial diplomatic relationship with Dr. Doom once proved almost fatal when the annual dinner happened to fall on the same time when Dr. Doom's castle had been overtaken by an alien impersonator during the Infinity War crisis. Although Silver noticed that the doppelganger looked differently, she interpreted as Doom's desires to change his look. During the dinner, Sable's driver was killed by Doom's robots, and a human butler was killed by the doppelganger himself. Sable protested the brutality and was attacked, leading to a chase throughout the castle. The Silver Sable International Soldier came to rescue her, and despite Sandman himself also having been replaced by another doppelganger. Now, I remember this. Like, in the 90s, which the 90s were just such a great time for comics because they went all over the place. It seemed like the doppelganger story happened every year. Like, every year there was a different doppelganger story, but it just seemed like they would come back. And they were just evil versions of those characters. So it's kind of cool. I don't know if they actually came back every year. It just seemed like it. So I might have to do some research on that. But anyway, okay. Silver Sable has collaborated with various superheroes, including the aforementioned Spider-Man, Punisher, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Venom, and Captain America. Sandman was a mercenary working for Silver Sable as a part of her Wild Pack for a long time. Heading the Intruders, the squad of superpowered mercenaries employed by Silver Sable International. Oh, there goes a dog knocking over a broom. All right. Later, Sable was hired to protect Professor Wolfgang Kessler, holed up in the Simkarian Monastery of St. Ebors. Wolfgang knew that a powerful genetic weapon and attacked by guilt was working on a neutralizing agent to give to the world so the weapon could be useless. Alright, cool deal. Hold on one second. I forgot to turn the sound off on my phone. And I don't want to get a phone call or a random message because I'm so popular. Only not. I really don't have anything to worry about with that. Okay. Anyways. let's see here. Okay, let's see here. Alright, for this mission of the neutralizing agent, Silver Saber Sable hired a new team formed by the Cat, Paladin, and what she thought was Nomad, but turned out to be Madcap. I don't know who Madcap is. I might have to look them up too. The group fought the Heroes for Hire, who had been hired to take the Professor. Sable's team had the upper hand until Deadpool freed his heroes' allies, and Luke Cage turned out to be a traitor, sending the Professor off to the Master of the World. During the Shadowlands storyline, Silver Sable ended up paired with Mystique Knight, Paladin, and Shroud when Daredevil's hand ninjas secretly targeted members of the Mafia. During the Ends of the Earth storyline, involving one of Dr. Octopus's schemes, Silver Sable recovered Spider-Man and Black Widow after the Avengers are defeated by the Sinister Six. Okay, come on now. When is the Sinister Six actually going to defeat the Avengers? But it must have been like the B-Team, Great Lakes Avengers or something. I don't know. Alright, she joined them in an attack on a Sahara facility controlled by Dr. Octopus, with the three defeating Sandman after Spider-Man's allies at Horizon Labs helped determine a way to identify the one particle of sand containing Sandman's consciousness. She was apparently drowned by the Rhino in the final battle when Rhino pinned her to the ground in a flooding corridor in Dr. Octopus's base. Even though Dr. Octopus's plan had been stopped, Rhino also decided to kill himself in the process after the loss of his own wife. However, Madame Web later revealed to Spider-Man that Silver Sable did not actually perish in the fight within Dr. Octopus's underwater base. Sorry. Alright. Yeah, we're gonna keep messing with the broom, I guess. She was later seen with other dead people in a Peter Parker's post-mortem experience. So, we don't know, that. But wait! She was later revealed to be alive as she requested Spider-Man's help in thwarting a recent coup of Simcaria organized by Norman Osborn. Sable explained that she had survived her confrontation with the Rhino by using her suit to cloak herself, distracting him long enough for her to escape, using her apparent death to discreetly hunt down most of her enemies. So, how did he see her in the poor post-mortem thing? That's a loophole. That's a plot hole. I don't know. Maybe the post-mortem experience was in his head, and because he believed her originally to be dead, he saw her because maybe she had some kind of significance in his life, or that's how he felt. I don't know. It's hard to explain that because not everything in comics makes sense. But that's her history. That's her history. There's not a whole lot to it. I mean, just like she did this. She hangs out with Dr. Doom on a diplomatic basis. Doesn't mean they're friends. Means that they are allies in the fact that they won't attack each other. So, you know, they tolerate each other, basically. Powers. Silver Sable is an athletic woman with no real superhuman powers. She's also a formidable hand-to-hand combatant and skilled in various martial arts. She's also an expert markswoman, swordswoman, and gymnast. Silver Sable also possesses strong leadership capabilities. She does, however, wear synthetic stretch fabric lined with Kevlar throughout her torso. She often carries a katana, chows, which are three-pronged half-moon throwing projectiles, a stun gun, and a derringer, which is a little gun, a little tiny gun.
It's a tiny gun. It had tiny bullets in the tiny gun.
Sorry, that was uncalled for. Alright, Silver Sable generally has the latest technology and equipment at her disposal provided by Silver Sable International. Fun facts! Alright, Silver Sable appears in the Spider-Man animated series 5-part episode 6 Forgotten Warriors, along with the Wild Pack. She is hired by Reinhold Krieger to gather information about a doomsday device, capture two scientists in order to help operate it, and to keep it from falling into the Kingpin's hands. Sable later kidnaps Spider-Man, Kingpin, and the Insidious Six for Reinhold, but she and the Wild Pack eventually betray Reinhold and join forces with Spider-Man, Captain America, the Forgotten Warriors, and the Insidious Six to fight the Red Skull, Reinhardt, and the Chameleon. Silver Sable also appears in Spider-Man in the new animated series. Not just the animated series, but the new animated series. In the episode Spider-Man Disabled, as Spider-Man encounters her as she attempts to assassinate the mayor of New York City, who is later revealed to be the Piranha, an undercover terrorist plotting to kill the president. After discovering Peter Parker caught her on surveillance, she kidnaps his friends Mary Jane Watson, Harry Osborn, and Indy. When Spider-Man rescues him, he confronts Sable, but she escapes in the episode Mind Games, which was part 1. Sable seemingly joins Kraven the Hunter to seek revenge on Spider-Man. And while Spider-Man defeats her and she is arrested, Sable is later revealed to have been a hologram used by the Gaines twins to manipulate him as part of an attempt to get revenge on Kraven for killing their father. In the same episode, information on a computer screen indicates that this Silver Sable comes from Russia instead of Simcaria. Let's see here, a variation of Silver Sable appears in the Spectacular Spider-Man animated series. This version is Sable Manfredi, the daughter of the crime boss Silvermane, who has a particular dislike for Hammerhead due to a past relationship. In the episode Accomplices, she represents her jailed father in an underground auction organized by Oscorp for a chip that contains technology capable of producing super soldiers akin to the Rhino. Because everyone wants a Rhino on their team. He's so successful. However, she is opposed by Hammerhead and Roderick Kingsley. There goes the dog. When the latter outbids her, she attacks him and at the docks in an attempt to retrieve the chip, coming into conflict with Hammerhead and Spider-Man. Sable is eventually defeated, but manages to escape police custody. And in the episode Gangland, Sable appears alongside Silvermane at a Valentine's Day summit with Tombstone and Dr. Octopus. However, Hammerhead betrays them all in an attempt to seize control of the criminal underworld. Silver Sable also appears in the 2017 Spider-Man animated series in the episode Take Two. She and the Wildpack are hired by an anonymous client to steal the neurocortex from Horizon High. And after studying Spider-Man's moves and stealing the device, they lure him into Manhattan, where he receives assistance from Dr. Octopus in defeating them. It's later revealed in the episode Between an Ock and a Hard Place that the Wildpack was hired by Dr. Octopus. In the episode My Own Worst Enemy, Sable attempts to set off explosive aim caches in Central Park, only to be stopped by the Superior Spider-Man. Now, Sony canceled its planned female team-up film, Silver and Black, in August of 2018, with the intention of reworking it as two separate solo films focusing on each of the title characters, Silver Sable and Black Cat, respectively. Silver and Black's planned director, Prince Bythewood, was expected to remain involved as a producer. In January 2020, the project was believed to be in development as a television series, with Prince Bythewood confirmed in April 2020. She suggested that it could be a limited series and that it had potential to be released on Disney Plus. Okay, now referencing that, in March of 2017, it was reported that Sony Pictures was developing a Black Cat and Silver Sable centered film. It was intended to be a part of a shared universe called the Sony Spider-Man universe, which is centered on characters from the Spider-Man mythology and began with the live-action Venom in 2018. The film was supposed to be more adult-oriented, but not that kind of adult-oriented, and though it would have taken place in the same reality as the Marvel Cinematic Universe, they would have not crossed over with each other. In May of 2017, it was announced that Gina Prince-Bythewood would direct the film, now titled Silver and Black, and that's where we came to. Let's see here. Now, as of April of 2020, the film is now believed to be canceled in favor of the proposed live-action television series, which we already talked about. So, yeah, that could be cool, right? Now, the Ultimate Marvel incarnation of Silver Sable appears in the Ultimate Spider-Man video game. This version is aware of Peter Parker's identity as Spider-Man. And in the game, Sable and the Wildpack are hired by Bolivar Trask to capture Venom, and later Spider-Man, both of which she eventually succeeds in after several failed attempts. However, Sable later sells out Trask to Spider-Man after her contract with the former expires. The Ultimate Marvel incarnation of Silver Sable appears as a boss in Spider-Man Battle for New York. She's hired by the Kingpin to deal with his unpleasant business affairs and fight Spider-Man and the Green Goblin. Silver Sable also appears as a playable character in the Microsoft Windows and Xbox 360 versions of Spider-Man Friend or Foe. She's also a playable character in the Punisher No Mercy game. And she also appears as a non-playable character in Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions. She's a gear vendor in the S.H.I.E.L.D. Helicarrier in the MMORPG Marvel Heroes game. She also appears as a boss and playable character in the mobile game Spider-Man Unlimited. Silver Sable also appears as a character in Marvel Avengers Academy. And she appears in... Silver Sable appears in Marvel Spider-Man. This version is the leader of Sable International, a private military firm hired by Mayor Norman Osborn to stop Mr. Negative and the Inner Demons following a terrorist attack in one of his rallies. Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to read the whole description of that because that's just a lot. But, yeah, she's got a lot of video game presence. And, like, they put her in everything. They put her in, like, so many things. And she's definitely a Spider-Man character. I just, for some reason, maybe it's the whole spy thing. Or mercenary thing. That I've always put her more with Captain America. So that's kind of what I'm going to stand on with it. But what do you guys think of Silver Sable? Like, she's pretty cool, right? She's got all this stuff going for her. You know, I don't know if you guys ever remember the Keira Knightley movie Domino. It's about like this this kind of like rich girl supermodel that turns into a bounty hunter because she's got nothing else to do with her life, and then everything just kind of goes out from there. This character kind of reminds me of that in the way that she is like a socialite. She can do all these things, but really she's a warrior down and dirty, you know, like going hunting Nazis and being a mercenary and stuff like that. Like, it's crazy. It's great. But what do you guys think? Once again, you can let me know if you're watching on YouTube, or if you just want to go to my YouTube channel. It's Superhero Deep Dive. And leave a comment. Like the video. Leave a comment with your ideas, your reactions, thoughts, critiques. If you have any requests for future episodes, let me know. YouTube is the best way. I respond to everything, even if it's just hitting the like button. I read all the comments. Like I said, if it's just a like button, it's just because the conversation pretty much ends there. Like someone does a request, I'll say, sure, I'll put it on the list. And then they say, thank you. I'm just going to hit the like button to acknowledge it. But everything gets acknowledged at least. But I do like having conversations. I have great conversations with a couple of my subscribers, and it's awesome. You can also catch me on Twitter and Instagram under Super Deep Dive, and I use the hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. So that works. You can always send me a DM. I've gotten a couple DMs from people. You can also email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. I do get emails frequently with requests. I've had really good conversations with a couple people about the whole Nexus Beans conversation from the Havoc episode. So definitely check that out and let me know what you think about Nexus Beans in the MCU. And where we can go from there. But yeah. But that's the that's her history. Those are fun facts. We went over her powers. Let's go to the power expansion. This is my favorite part. This is where we go and, you know, do they need an animated series? Do they need a movie? Do they need a live action series? Do they need just a new comic book, like, storyline or just a comic series? Like, where do we need to go with this character? And what kind of premise? What kind of story do we need? If we're doing something live action, who are we casting? You know, like, how, what would the premise be? Stuff like that. This is really fun because it really gives us a lot to work with. So, you know, so it looks like there was actually going to be a show or movie with Black Cat as well. And then her own solo project. And I'm totally cool with that. But let's focus on the solo project. Because I'm not... Like I've said numerous times, I don't... Even though she's been in numerous Spider-Man properties, I see her more as relating to Captain America. So that's kind of like the hill I'm standing on. And I think with her, we don't need anything modern. We need a good old-fashioned 60s spy movie. Like James Bond, only starring Silver Sable. Like, let's basically take a James Bond flick, mix up the characters, put her in the main spot. And I want it to be cheesy, I want it to be witty, I want it to be over the top, and I want it to be as chauvinistic as it can be for the time. And the reason I'm saying that is because she is going to be a female in power, and that just wasn't really done back in the 60s. You know, so I want it to be kind of comedic but real at the same time, in the fact that she's going to face a lot of those people. They're like, what can you do? Like, always underestimated because she's a woman, you know? And that's what I want, because I think it'd be more authentic, and I think it would be a good role model for other girls out there to see that they can always be underestimated, but just because you're underestimated doesn't mean you're limited. You can always break through. But let's have her actually be an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. And her whole mission is to work against Hydra. Because her whole family was, you know, kind of like Nazi hunters anyway. And as we saw in Captain America, you know, the first Avenger. Sorry, that was a mint container that I opened. As we saw in Captain America, the first Avenger. You know, the Hydra was almost like the Nazi group, right? It was kind of like their elite group. So, let's have her hunting Hydra agents. And, you know, we know that Hydra is a big thing later down the road in the MCU, where they've kind of gone into government agencies and stuff, like they've taken positions of power. So let's kind of lay the groundwork in this movie for it. Like her mission may or may not be a complete success, because Hydra does manage to get some agents in the government, but this does delay things a lot, or at least puts notice in certain people like Nick Fury's radar, you know? So, and you know, we can even bring in Howard Stark or something like that, because he was still around in the 60s, so, I believe. So, you know, like, this can be the midpoint between, you know, before Iron Man, before Robert Downey Jr. or Tony Stark was even born. You know, we had Howard Stark, you know, we can even see some of his inventions. Like, what if he perfected that flying car from the first Captain America movie, and she drives that around or something? You know, like, it could work. It could be this kind of good mid place, and you know, it could be fun. It could be done as something of a one shot in the MCU. Like, it doesn't, and it can fit into the MCU, but it doesn't necessarily have to have a huge impact on things. It can just kind of fill in some of the blanks, which is cool, you know? Like, it, you don't have to, it's not disrupting the timeline. And you know, it can be like an hour and a half Disney Plus special, you know, like it doesn't have to be a full on movie. Which it's funny because back in the 80s and, you know, back in the even early 90s, an hour and a half was a full on movie. Now that's kind of like an after school special. So, you know, but it can be one of those. It can be like an hour and a half long, just a concise story showing her. It can have her fill in the gaps of some of these things. It can fit back into phase one, so it doesn't really have to impact anything here. But it would be a lot of fun. It'd be a whole lot of fun, and it'd be cool. But who are we casting for this? You know, if it's a spy thriller, we need someone that can rock silver hair. We got to keep that. They probably have to fit in with European society. So they more than likely need to be Caucasian or Caucasian adjacent. And they need to get the action sequences down. So, you know, so that's kind of limiting some of these things. I'm thinking maybe Mila Jovovich. Could she pull off silver hair? She's got the physique and the acting chops to pull it off. I'm also, admittedly, I'm a huge Mila Jovovich fan. Absolutely love Mila Jovovich. I'm just a huge fan. I think she could do it properly. Maybe even Anne Hathaway. You know, like she's had action movie experiences in the Batman. She's done stuff. You know, she's in good shape. And she even had white hair in the Tim Burton Alice in Wonderland movie. So she could probably rock out silver hair as well. And, you know, she might have that good look. You know, with kind of a dignified, you know, like aristocrat European look. She could rock that out. What do you guys think? Am I on to something? Would it be fun to see? What do you guys think? Let me know. Once again, you can email me directly at b4itall, so b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on Twitter or Instagram under Super Deep Dive, and I use the hashtag Superhero Deep Dive, and my DMs are always open. You can comment, like, subscribe, share. Like I said, with any critiques, your takes on it, you know, requests for future episodes, stuff like that, on YouTube. Just leave a comment in the video. I would greatly appreciate it. It's under Superhero Deep Dive. I post new videos every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. So, with that being said, guys, I am going to actually head out. I've got stuff to do. And, yeah, I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone is happy. Everyone is safe. I hope everyone is smart. And if you're not smart, don't get caught. I will see you guys later. Bye-bye.